to avoid what could be years of litigation. Organizers have terminated a vote some say may have been a path to Hawaiian nationhood. Kuhio Asam is the president of the group organizing the election, Na'i Aupuni.
No further votes will be accepted, and no votes already cast will be counted.
Native Hawaiians were voting to determine delegates to a constitutional convention, or AHA, that would be held next year. Critics say the convention is unconstitutional and racially exclusive because it only includes those with Native Hawaiian ancestry. A group sued to block the election, and earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court granted an injunction to stop the vote. While that decision halted the election, Asam says it won't stop Na'i Aupuni from going forward with the four-week convention.
We anticipated that this path would have twists and turns and some significant obstacles, but we are committed to proceeding to the AHA, where this long overdue conversation can take place.
That conversation will include significantly more voices. Instead of the elected 40 delegates, organizers are now inviting all 196 candidates to have a seat at the table. Grassroots Institute of Hawaii President Keili'i Akina is a plaintiff in the case challenging the vote.
Na'i Aupuni is desperate, and they've just made a move to bypass their failed election process and ignore their own voter base by going straight to a constitutional convention. In other words, they're undercutting their own efforts even to look democratic.
The 196 who were running will now have a week to decide if they want to join the convention as a delegate. Candidate Anel Amaral says she plans to continue and will accept a seat at the AHA.
It's disappointing, to be sure, but I'm glad that they opened the door for us to figure another way.
A key frustration for Amaral is not hearing the voices of those who voted before the election was halted.
I don't think that we can ignore that people were committed enough to cast a ballot, and now we're just not going to consider them anymore. I think that's bad news. So we've got to figure a process to keep the community engaged.
A lack of community involvement is a concern shared by UH Manoa professor John Osorio, a critic of Na'i Aupuni.
We've found fault with the whole process from the very beginning. This is only the latest mockery.
Osorio says the decision to take away the opportunity to vote for delegates diminishes any effort towards self-governance.
What this says to all of the Hawaiian people is, you know, it doesn't matter whether you voted or not. It doesn't matter whether you signed up or not. What matters is we have 196 people who say they want to play, and those are the ones who are going to get to play. Now, whatever they come up with, I'm going to be one of the thousands and thousands of people who are going to say, you do not represent me. You do not speak for me.
Organizers of the convention say the larger group will need a bigger venue and plan for the AHA to take place in Kailua. They're also bringing in a mediation team to help facilitate participation and discussion. The four-week convention begins in February next year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.